It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
With former Cleveland Browns running back and NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown and a bunch of press members in the room, Kanye West sat and talked in the Oval Office with Donald Trump yesterday, where he dropped the F-bomb, talked about his bipolar disorder diagnosis, pounded on the desk, accidentally revealed his iPhone password, and gave the president a hug.
I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy a hug right here. I love this guy right here.
He wore his Make America Great Again ball cap and said, "They tried to scare me not to wear this hat, my own friends, but this hat gives me superpowers. When I put this hat on, it makes me feel like Superman. The rapper said that he loves Hillary Clinton, but the slogan, "I'm with her," didn't empower him to be the kind of man or father he felt his son deserved. West said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrats, because they can't find jobs. He also said this to SNL.
What I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on, is if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be in power.
He also talked about his infamous quote about George Bush saying he doesn't care about black people. He said, "I was very emotional and I was programmed to think from a victimized mentality, of a welfare mentality, which led me to accuse him of racism." My favorite thing Kanye said yesterday was, "I don't answer questions in simple sound bites. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it." I thought, that's amazing. I want that on a shirt.
It's got to be hard to be Kim Kardashian right now dealing with him.
Yeah, lots of controversy surrounding him for sure. Dave Chappelle talked about him. Do you think that he is supportive or over him?
Well, it seems like everybody's over him, so I assume Dave Chappelle's kind of off it too.
I'm not mad at Kanye. That's my brother. I love him. I support him. But, you know, I don't have to agree with everything that he says. I just trust him as a person of intent.
I thought that was a fair thing to say and refreshing. Justin Bieber reached out to Selena Gomez after he learned about her breakdown and hospitalization. He contacted Selena's mother because he wanted to make sure she's okay and possibly see her, but the sources say her mom would not allow him to talk to her because she thinks that Selena's breakdown partially has to do with her heartbreak over Justin and his marriage to Hailey Baldwin.
I think so too.
And yesterday, Justin was photographed in a car with Hailey and he was bawling and Hailey was just looking at him. It was real weird. I think that is the epitome of a picture of a man, your husband, in love with another woman.
No.
I'm still rooting for Jelena to happen.
I think he's in love with her, and I think Haley's witnessing it firsthand that he will never be over her. Selena will never be over him. As toxic as they are for each other, they seem to never be able to get along. They always go back to each other. This marriage was not a good idea.
I think he just was crying because you can still love somebody and not be in love with them anymore. I think he just feels so bad, like, what can I do to help this girl? I still care about her.
Maybe you're right. Ryan Adams, the songwriter, says his marriage to Mandy Moore was doomed from the start. Mandy Moore talked about her failed marriage to singer Ryan Adams, saying, "I didn't choose the right person." Well, Ryan heard about it and addressed it on Twitter, saying she didn't like the Melvins or Blade Runner. Doomed from the start. If only I could remember the start, LOL. Sometimes you get stuck to the spiritual equivalent of a soggy piece of cardboard. Take the money. I'll take my pride any day. Yikes. Mandy Moore filed for divorce from him in January of 2015 after 6 years of marriage. And Steve Carell says The Office isn't coming back because it wouldn't work in today's sensitive climate. Holy smokes, I agree with that. In a recent interview with Esquire, Carell said his character Michael Scott's inappropriate behavior would not fly today. People wouldn't find it funny. He said there's a very high awareness of offensive things today, which is good for sure, but at the same time, when you take a character like that too literally, it doesn't really work and people don't get the humor in it.
Oh yeah, he would have been fired a long time ago with the HR. Who's the HR guy?
Toby.
Yeah, Toby would have had to fire him a long time ago.